AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn, along with my great producer, Mr. Aaron, and we got a special guest co-host today. I'll bring her in a minute, but right now, I just want to tell you guys, thank you for joining us. I am a little delayed. It's been a week, y'all. When I tell y'all, from last Thursday the 13th until yesterday, I can tell you right now, my life has been a roller coaster ride. I was in a rental car that had an electrical fire that burned up fans, my iPhone, some drag, some costumes, some gowns, some wigs, some other things that I will not mention, and y'all ain't y'all business. My panties. But thank God we were not in the car. We were at an event. We were at Chris Spencer's 1 hour taping, which was fantastic. And it just, Jeep Wrangler Chrysler, you got to do better, but you will do better because I got a trick for your ass. So get ready for it. I can't talk about it publicly, but y'all get the affidavit. And then my daughters are out of control. Found out we have to move. We have to move out of our house to another house. It's just a lot going on in the world. So in my personal life, but I am here today. And I wish I was here on a happy note, on a joyful note. I'm usually a pretty pleasant person, but the world has become so gray and so dark within the last 4 or 5 days. So while it was happening to me personally, it was also happening to America on a different level. And we're going to get to that. And I got my very special guest, who I think is pertinent and very important to have on this part of this conversation today, because she's a white woman. And the experiences for her, we're watching the same thing, but our experiences can be very different. But in this situation, I don't know is it that it's very different. It's just the situation. We're just different skin colors. So, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my friend and yours, Flamette for Life, and one of my smartest Flamettes, the one and only Bobby Clifford. Bobby! Woohoo!
Thanks for having me again.
It's like 50 people screaming, but they can't hear me. Yeah, of course, Bobby. How are you, Bobby? How's everything in Boston?
Everything is pretty good. We just had the Boston Marathon. It was the 10-year anniversary of the bombing, so that was pretty emotional.
Has that been 10 years already?
Yeah.
That seems like only a couple of years ago, because it's still fresh in my mind.
Yeah, it does. It is. It's so triggering. Netflix put out a pretty interesting 3-part docuseries that I watched. I wasn't sure if I was going to. In fact, I had to keep shutting it off and getting it up and getting down, because it's amazing how much something can like trigger you or make you nervous. Because we were really, even though I don't directly touch Boston, they had all of us, Governor Patrick had us all in our houses with our doors locked, you know, anybody within a 20-mile radius. It was pretty amazing. It was an interesting docuseries if people are interested in it. Crazy.
Yeah. I listen, first of all, I never wanted to run a marathon. And after these bombings at the Boston Marathon, that really deterred me. I'm like, well, it was enough. I didn't want to run. But now if I got to run and be shut up, I'm good.
Oh, I don't even want to get out of the car and walk into Stop and Shop. I'm exhausted. I need one of those little scooters.
Yeah. I don't even want to be in the vicinity. Y'all run, bike, ride, jump. Yeah. I'll walk where I gotta go. Or I'll jump in my car. But Bobby, you know what was so tragic about that? That's 10 years ago. And now we're experiencing something that with the NRA and these gun laws just not being looked at, just being made an asterisk or a footnote, it has gotten out of control. Now, it's so many crazy shootings now for people accidentally. Mind you, these are accidentally going to the wrong addresses, driving up in the wrong driveway, making a stop. And mind you, sometimes it's not even our fault, because we were right down our era. We wrote down directions because our era, me and Bobby, was pre-phone, pre-internet. So in order for somebody to give you directions, you had to write down, turn left at this corner, turn right at this landmark, turn right and left at this street and corner. But now GPS will send you directly to where you want to go. Here's the issue. Sometimes GPS is glitchy and will send you to the wrong address.
They certainly will. Oh, they will send you over the river and through the woods. I always put the fastest. I'm like, what am I on the scenic route? I mean, it's absolutely crazy where it has you go. Take a left. Yeah, it's a one way. I can't take a left.
They're trying to control the whole world with AI, but AI still is glitchy, i.e. that car that I was in last week. My car is in the shop for the exact same reason why they said my car was not a lemon, but then you gave me a rental car that did the exact same thing. Mistakes happen. Accidents happen. But people dying because you accidentally rang the wrong doorbell or went to the wrong driveway. Do you know that Avon Ladies, Jehovah's Witness, Girl Scout Cookies, and trick-or-treating are now a thing of the past? Because who's going to risk walking up to a stranger's home and ringing the doorbell and facing murder or maiming or, you know, paralysis or whatever? It is out of control, and it has happened a couple of times this week. So I want to start with the young lady, the 20-year-old young lady in upstate New York. Her name was Kaylin Gillis. She was riding with friends. They were going to a party. They pulled in the driveway of a man's home. He was on the porch. Kevin Monahan, that's his name, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
and
Kevin Monahan.
And he shot and killed the girl. He's on the porch. She's in the car. No
with
threat.
With a 12-gauge shotgun. With a 12-gauge shotgun. Like she was an animal.
So do you know what kind of damage a 12-gauge does, the hole that it leaves in a body?
She was so tiny from the few pictures we've seen. She looks like if she weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, you know, that would have, I can't even imagine. He got off and just started shooting at the car. These poor kids, Flame, I think of how panicked they must be. They were in upstate New York where the cell phone reception is so horrific that they couldn't even get 911 on the phone. They had to go to the next town. By the time they got to the next town, when they called 911, they had the paramedics meet them, and they pronounced the poor baby dead right there in the car.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now he has been charged with second degree murder, but it's not going to bring that mother's baby back.
It's not going to bring the person who was driving, because she was a passenger. She wasn't even the driver.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting with your friends in the car, Bobby, and you watch when your friends get the life blown out of them. Oh my God, the damage that I done to the other people in the car will go on forever.
I mean, it's
mind-boggling. I'm glad they charged him. I don't think he should have been charged with second-degree murder. I think he should have been charged with first-degree murder. She hadn't got out the car. She technically was on his property, but she was a passenger in the car with the driver. Not that I'm faulting the driver, but this is why the gun laws this is why NRA need to have some control of the gun laws. But at this point, you're never going to get all the guns from people. People have arsenals. We discussed that before on here. It is too, and you were telling me the most disturbing story I'd heard about some lady that said her 2-year-old had a gun.
Yeah. That's what she was on. I think it was the Chris Cuomo show when she called in and she said, well, I've already got my 2-year-olds. You probably know the weapon, some handgun. And she already had a shotgun to get him started. I'm like, started for what? I didn't even let my kid play with just any type of play gun because I didn't want him ever picking something up and, you know, thinking he could point it at somebody and harm them in case it was a BB gun, put somebody's eye out or whatnot. The crazy thing about New York is they don't even have the stand your ground laws. They have a very broad version of duty to retreat, I believe they call it, is when you think you're in trouble. You remove yourself. So this guy, I don't know what he's going to go on, what he's going to try to. And you actually get a very good point with, just popped in my head, is it shouldn't be second degree murder. Maybe not, because if he was sitting on the porch with a gun waiting for somebody, that's a plan, right?
You're sitting on your porch. You didn't go in the house to get the gun, because not according to the news report. You were already sitting on the porch with the gun. You were waiting for something to happen so they can go down. Now, here's the thing, both Caucasian. But the other story where the black guy was killed with the white, we're going to get to that story. This guy is only charged with, I think he's charged with third-degree manslaughter and something else. But more charges may be pending because it's going to be attempted murder because the young man survived. But we'll get to that story down the line.
Yeah.
It is barbaric to me that these gun laws have not changed, and it's happening more and more and more. Accidents happen. Bobby, I have went at the grocery store on the phone or just distracted, coming out, pushing my cart, walked to a car that looked like the car that I was driving at the time, and have went to the door and actually pulled on the door, and realized, oh my God, you have the wrong damn car, because most cars now, all you have to have is the key on your person and the doors will open. So I'm pulling and pulling like what? And so it looked like I'm trying to break in because I'm pulling and pulling, but I didn't pay attention that I'm at the wrong car. So many cars look exactly alike.
I've done that myself. My mother reminded me of time as a child, but I did it like 20 years ago. We didn't necessarily lock our drawers as much. Obviously we had violence and we had crime and whatnot, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. I got all the way in the car, seatbelt on, put the keys in, and my key wouldn't go in. And I'm like, what in the world? I just happened to look in the back seat and there was a men's, and unfortunately I didn't have a man in my life at the time. There was a man's baseball cap and I went, ooh, this isn't mine. So I hopped out and I had no issue, which is sort of what our next set of the cheerleaders. You know, the next topic is going to be same type of thing that happened to them.
And they were at a great school in where was it at in Texas? It was in Oak.
Some private school,
some cheerleaders. Yeah, they went to the wrong car. Young girl went to the wrong car and got shot. And oh my God, they didn't break. They weren't even trying to break. Here, and you know when somebody is up to violence or up to no good, the look on their face, the look in their eyes. These was just young girls after practice. Went to, and they got shot.
In the driver's seat and looked over, and there was a man in the car, and she must have looked around and realized it wasn't her car, and hopped out, went back to her car. The man came up. It was Pedro Rodriguez. He's 25. Came up to their car, so she rolled the window down to apologize to him, and he just went off with his handgun and shot them both. One released.
This is the climate of the world that we live in. Not only is it anger or resentment, it is fear. Everybody is afraid of everybody. We're afraid of kids because kids, especially in Chicago, my hometown, they jacking you at 11 and 12 years old at the gas stations. They're setting you up. They'll ask you for some change, or if you pull into park to go into the gas station or pull the gas, they'll pull in front of you and behind you, and a car will pull on the side of you so you can't get away. It is so crazy right now. Alabama just happened. This just happened in Alabama. On the 15th, four kids were shot going in a car. Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby. I have children. And when I hear about kids, my kids' age, I think that could be my fucking kid. That could be one of my kids.
In a heartbeat.
I would not survive it. I think I'm a strong person, but I would not survive something like that, I don't believe, happening to my heart couldn't take it because I'm over it. So going to heart, because I'm not going to make it a long episode because I'm feeling very emotional today. We're going to go to Kansas City, Missouri. 16-year-old Ralph Yarl, beautiful young man, intelligent, smart, and not that any of that matters. He could have been the worst kid on the planet. He was still a 16-year-old kid. Went to the wrong house to meet his siblings, and according to the man who shot him, he said he rang the doorbell. But according to the kid who is survived and is still alive, thank you, Jesus, and coherent and is on the road to recovery, said he never even touched the door handle. He never got a chance to ring the doorbell. As soon as he hit the porch, 84-year-old Andrew Lester shot him in the head one time and then shot him in the arm the second time. Bobby, that is so unfathomable to me that you couldn't call the police. You couldn't say, get away from my door. You wasn't in the house. You were just on the porch. And the sad part to me as a black person in this country, because the Constitution made us as black people only 3/5 of a person. I don't think that Andrew Lester saw that this kid looked like a 10, 11, 12-year-old kid in the face. All he saw was the color black, and he shot not once. And the first shot landed in his head. That wasn't enough. He had to shoot him again. The saddest part of that whole story to me, Bobby, was the boy ran off and ran to two neighbors' homes that denied him. So that whole little neighborhood, at least the surrounding area, seemed like they all had the same mindset of how they thought. It was that third person's house that he went to. He made it to three people's house after being shot twice, once in the head. And the person who he laid on the ground bleeding and died, the lady thought that he was dead. That's why she called. Because I'm not even sure if she would have tried to help him. He was still out. He passed out, so she thought he was dead. Bobby, white man, black boy. He's out of bond. He's out on bond for $200,000. I don't know what his financial situation is, but I do know that that is a different level of racism in that age demographic. Let me say this and say this clearly, Flame S, because y'all know I'm fair and you know I'm not giving him a pass, but I want to see the whole picture. That age demographic is a different level of racism than our age demographic from 50 to 60. That one was 80. They grew up in a whole different mindset. That's not to say that what he did was right at all. But damn, you couldn't have called 911. You couldn't have called the police. But when they don't see a person, they only see a color. That is where we are right now. I want them to take everything from this man. I want them to take everything that he has worked for his entire life, his home, his savings, his pension, everything, because I just don't think it's right. He's out of jail on $200,000 bond. Do I think anything is going to happen to him? I think because he's that old racist in that demographic that he would die before going to jail. That is my take on it. That is how I feel. But I want to hear from Bob. This is important to me, Bob, because you as a white woman, I want you to be very honest with us and tell us what you see and what you feel.
Oh, I think it's completely has to be racism. I mean, because that, to me, that kid, you look like a kid. He was the slightest little wisp of a guy. I don't know how tall. I know that Lester said he looked out and thought he saw a 6 foot tall man. But that doesn't mean the kid's actually 6 foot tall. I'd be interested to see how tall he was. He also looked like a little kid. And don't you ask first? You don't bring a gun, you know, a gun out without asking. Now, they do have the stand your ground in the state that they were in. But you have to feel threatened. He didn't threaten. He didn't try to break in. He didn't break a lock. He didn't try to climb in through a window. He didn't do anything. And then to shoot him twice, once he was down on the ground, that wasn't enough. They said that the boy said that as he was running away, he said, "Now don't come around here again," like some old Western movie or something. I can't believe it. He was, has the two charges. One could have a life sentence. The other one could be 3 to 15 years. One was armed criminal action, and then the other one was a felony assault. We'll see. He should get something. I don't care how old he is. If you did the crime, you got to do the time, right? It's not fair. And he should be. Should be some sort of fine or something.
Well, you say he's going to get a life sentence. He's 84. It ain't going to last much longer.
And that might be like this.
And I'm sure the stress of this and the this will take a toll on him because, you know, unless this is something that he has regularly done. And I hate to say it like that, but a lot of times they have gotten away with this on numerous occasions.
Right.
So it's nothing to them. There is no, your conscience? There is no conscience.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've done it before. I got away with it. I'm going to do it again. The same way with McBee's down there in Georgia when they killed, Ahmaud Arbery, you know, that guy had been a police officer for 20 plus years, and there's no men telling how many times he had gotten away with this. But it was so disheartening, Bobby, because he looked like a young boy.
I love
the fact that his mom brought him home immediately, because what it showed to me, because he was home in like 3 days, and he's still in bad shape, but he's on the mend, that if that area or that part, that neighborhood or that town is racist where those neighbors wouldn't help him, who knows who works in that hospital who's affiliated with this man?
Yep.
He's 84. It could be a grandson, a niece, a nephew, or a kid, or whatever, that wants to say, hey, we're looking out for him. So we're going to do something to this kid while he's in the hospital so he could never testify. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm glad that he's home safe, because you never know who's affiliated with whom. It's just safer for the young man. But Bobby, it's a scary story.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to be such a conspiracy theorist to say, oh, wouldn't nobody do nothing to him in the hospital? But I watch Lifetime. I watch all these crazy movies where you see people doing things in the hospital. So if I didn't think conspiracy theory before, y'all have shown it to me in movies. So why wouldn't I think that it really does happen? It had to come from somewhere. Your imagination is big, but the basis of those stories had to come from somewhere.
Well, you got to think, Flame. When we were kids, would there be a crazier story or something that would be more far-fetched than us sitting at our desks doing our work and someone coming in with an AK-47 and shooting the school up? So it's not the conspiracy theories. They might sound far-fetched, but that was far-fetched to us as kids. But this is the reality that kids that are 30 and younger have had to live with, you know, since Columbine have had to live with. So, no, it's not so far-fetched. And then me, from the hospital side, I already mentioned to you, I'm thrilled that he was home, because there's all sorts of infections in hospitals. So the quicker he's home, the healthier he is, and then the less chance that he has for, you know, becoming more sick. And then he got a call from the White House, which I thought was great. I'm sure as a young kid, that would be like so exciting to me. Joe Biden calling him. I'd love to see what that conversation was like.
I wonder, does Joe Biden remember that conversation? That's a better question.
I don't know. But he's been begging, Joe Biden for years has been begging for some sort of gun control, right? So the more, not that he wants to see anybody get hurt, but I'm sure these cases help bolster, you know, background checks and all the different ways that you could actually, you're not going to take people's guns away, but how in the world do we make it better? And I definitely think more stringent background checks, especially for people that have been mentally ill. You know, if somebody was pink papered at some point, you know, or forcibly put into the hospital, I don't think they necessarily should be able to have a gun. If a felon can't have it, then want our legal gun, they shouldn't be able to have a gun too. I loved that his case is actually being more of a catapult. It brought up the cheerleader case, right? It's making us talk about all of the other cases that are in the news recently. He got great support. I mean, I first saw Viola Davis had it and Sherry Shepherd both had it on their pages. Yeah. And that's where I first learned. Then all of a sudden it kind of just unfolded from there.
And they do have a GoFundMe page. They're raising money for him and his family, you know, for medical bills and medical. It's going to be a long recovery.
Well, certainly is, because Flame, forget about the physical aspect. You don't think this kid's going to have mental health issues or PTSD?
Oh, if he hears a bang, hears fireworks, if he hears a bang, it may send him.
Yeah, he's going to need a lot of help. I was noticing as I was trying to look up stuff about gun violence, the BBC had statistics out that were saying that there's a rise in these stand your ground states, that there's been a rise in homicides of 10% over the past 3 years, which is sort of a lot, alarming to see any type of increase. It also, I was noticing that a lot of these constitutional carry states are the stand your ground states. They don't match up one for one, but they're pretty close.
So, yes, he does have a GoFundMe page, Bobby. It was created by his auntie, Faith Spoonmore. And at to date right now, Bobby, I'm looking at it. They were looking for $2.5 million. He has raised $3.2 million.
Oh, my goodness.
$3,277,030. I'm going to donate. I am definitely going to donate because I want to be a part of this. And I think it's just tragic that we live in such a time. And these are children. You know, I'm 50 years old, so I know I'm past the halfway point. You know, me and God are gonna be face to face one day soon. I hope he's as pretty as me. I'm gonna ask, why are you not pretty? But these are babies. We're worried about our. And at our age, 16 would be a grandkid. I got a kid at 16 because I was a late bloomer. But 16 will be a grandkid. We don't want to. We're already old, worried about Social Security, Medicare. You know, at 50 years old, every day you wake up, there's a new ailment. You know, at this age, we may yawn and throw our back out, stretch too hard and catch a Charlie horse, you know?
We might.
I don't need those. Right, okay. I don't need those worries on top of my my grandbaby at church, at school. Baby, go to the corner market for me and get some milk and some bread. And they never come back because some lunatic has come up in here, disgruntled, and shot the place up, and my baby was just collateral damage because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
We're going to have to really keep our eyes on these cases too, because, you know, the two stand your ground cases in the recent media were the Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, and the Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud Arbery didn't work for them. You know, they all got life sentences, but for George Zimmerman, he was acquitted of all crimes.
And still walking around.
Yeah. Yep. Probably in his yellow vest.
Ben Carson is over this case for Ralph Yarrow. So I hope that Ben Carson is usually the man to go to,
yeah,
to get these civil cases done. You know, I know that the family should be paid, compensated fantastically, but that still will, like you said, Bobby, that will never change the fact that this young man will probably be damaged for the rest of his life with PTSD.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You think of young kids with guns that they just arrested two kids for that Alabama shooting that happened over the weekend at the Sweet 16 party. It was a massacre. That was like the best the one news media, outlet put that it was a massacre. And my God, was it? And I'm like, how does a 16 and a 17 year old get guns? So we're back to the gun control. There's got to be a tighter way. To keep the guns from the kids. And if they got them from the parents, they were two brothers, do we charge the parents for leaving it
there
around?
You go
so
right
easy?
There, Bobby. There you go, right? You're going to have to start charging these parents. And I say that, and even though I know we have access to some weaponry. But, and I'm saying that because what have you taught your kids? You know, you don't touch this. I don't care. You start them at 2 up until 25. You don't come in, you don't touch this. If you get angry, you come and tell me, but you don't touch some things. You know, I think that the parenting styles have changed because these children are not afraid of their parents. In fact, they challenge their parents. I'm living it right now. They challenge their parents. We were afraid of our parents, and not afraid to ask or not afraid to be around, but afraid to cross the line in a respectful way. There was some level of respect that we had as parents, as children to our parents. I don't think that these kids, this generation has that. No. I think that they feel fearless and they do shit that makes them fearless and it ends up tragic. And they don't understand that you may die, but you break your mom and dad's heart. You break your siblings, your grandparents' spirit and heart because you die. And I'm not blaming the kid. I'm blaming the situations of life.
Yeah, no, I don't. We definitely don't. My mother would just give you a look where she would put her hands in a fist and hold it down by her side so nobody else could see it. And we knew you stepped in line because there was fear. There were also spankings. You know, we did things a little bit differently. I don't know if we necessarily have to go back to the corporal punishment of when you and I grew up, but I think that there's probably a happy medium. You know, there has to be consequences. You know, I look at teachers, we talked about this in past episodes, you know, we have to worry about the social, emotional well-being of our kids. Well, if a kid punches another kid in the face, he should get suspended. Or there has to be some sort of punishment so that he doesn't do it again. But when you say, oh, just go back in and stay away from little Jimmy, poor little Jimmy now has to sit over there, you know, wet in his pants, hoping that the other one doesn't hit him again. You know, there's got to be some, I don't know, we have to think about the way that they're raising the kids because we're not doing it right. We're not doing it even, we've talked about also not paying attention. Children have to be more engaged. They have to be aware of their surroundings. They all have an iPad or an iPhone in their face at all times. They text each other instead of just actually say, hey, you want to go for lunch? You know, they're texting. It's silly. We've got to do a little bit better. Somebody has to sit back and I'm guilty of it myself. I wanted my son to have more than I had, and I think I did too much because I didn't have to think about I want those pants.
Yeah. Well, we're all guilty of that in our age demographic, why? Because that was all of our mindset. I want my kid to have everything that I couldn't have. Mm-hmm. What we didn't realize was that we were entitling them and spoiling the hell out of them and damaging them, because a lot of these children are damaged because they want instant gratification right now, right this moment. They don't want to work for it. They have no patience to wait for it. It is just out of control. And yeah, we can't just blame them. My 16-year-old daughter asked me yesterday, you don't even know anything about me. What is my favorite color? It changes from week to week. So the last thing I remember, it was orange and purple. No, that's not it. What is my favorite food? That changes from week to week. You can't fault the parents for that because these young kids change their minds from day to day, especially young girls. So yeah. I felt bad, but then I realized, like, girl, you changed. I didn't know you changed it. You didn't send me an email. I don't know.
Because if you ask too many questions, they think you're grilling her. You know,
why are you in my business?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, so maybe she's reaching out in a different way. So maybe that's, we have to listen to our kids, not exactly what they're saying, but they need more time with mom and dad. And we have to ask more questions and we have to put more parameters. You know, if they're under 18, they still need things from you. So you can hold those things back. It's not easy.
In my house, they pass 18. They still need shit from me. Good God.
I know. I have a kid that I had a 12-year-old at my son's age, and I'm like, Jesus, I'm still picking up your prescriptions.
We want to send prayers out to all the victims of these latest shootings. No. Even they're still having. Meanwhile, now mind you, mass shootings haven't stopped. They're still having mass shootings. But to these personal ones, these accidentally going to the wrong homes, pulling up on the wrong driveway, Bobby, people are so bitter, so angry, so afraid, because a lot of people are afraid. I don't think that that 84-year-old man was afraid. I think that he knew exactly what he was doing. I don't think that the 65-year-old man in upstate New York was afraid. I think that they knew what they were doing, and I'm not going to say that they said that they figured they could get away with it, but I don't think that it's their first time doing something like that. They just seem too comfortable with it. You don't go straight to shooting.
No, especially the 65-year-olds. I'm with you on that. He could see them. Do you know? I don't know if he meant to kill them, but I certainly meant to scare them. Something that just popped in my mind is, so 85, and I'm thinking 85 with a gun. If I'm telling my mom, who's in her late 70s, that she really might be circling the drain with driving. You know, if they get to a certain age and they need to start having they need to start to be retested and whatnot. Maybe we should be doing that with, that's another gun control. After X age, you know, our eyesight starts to go and stuff. After whatever age, and mental acuity. I have people in my own family, two of my aunts and uncles, their brother and sister both have dementia. Should they have weapons? No, I don't think, maybe they shouldn't have weapons. Maybe we need to start pulling some of that stuff back.
This was a 16-year-old black boy and a 20-year-old white girl. Why wouldn't the warning shot have been enough? If he would have shot that shotgun in the air, they would have pulled out and rolled away from there. If the man would have shot that gun through his window, that boy would have ran off the porch. That's what makes it like, is this what you trying to do this? Did you want to do this? Because there's so many other ways, even in that crucial moment. I just want to scare you. I don't want to hurt you. Get off my porch. So shoot through the window. Shoot up in the air. You know, whatever.
Well, think of the girls, the cheerleaders. What were they doing? She ran back to the car, got inside. She lowered the window, saying, "I'm sorry. There's no stand your ground there." He came after, he was the aggressor, and came after her. What was the point? And I think of, like, my son, you raised him, and this probably is very sexist, but I always said, don't hit anybody, don't hit a girl, ever. Like, he had to go after a little girl in a little costume that made him feel like, what, more of a man? Like, what was she doing that he felt threatened?
And with that situation, he damn sure did wrong, because if she had the time to go and get in her car and pull up to his car, he had time to think about it or pull off or just, he sat there and was like, I'm going to do, it is mind-boggling. I'm going to ask everybody just to be safe. You don't know what's going to happen. Stay prayed up if you pray to whoever you pray to. Stay safe. And again, this episode, I would like to be called Self-Preservation is the First Law of Nature. But how can you self-preserve when you're a teenager? You're not supposed to have a weapon. You're not supposed, you shouldn't even be thinking about dying at 15 and 16. You should be thinking about the next dance or the next girlfriend or boyfriend or what snacks I'm going to have or what I'm going to do with my friends this weekend when we go to the mall or to the movies. None of that is even safe anymore, Bobby. The word, they always say we too old. No, unfortunately, y'all too young. Y'all don't know what it will ever feel like to safely walk through a mall and shop, to safely hang out to go to lunch with your girlfriends or your guy friends and play basketball on the basketball court for fear of anything going down and you don't make it home to your family. It is a situation that I hate that we have to still talk about in 2023. And unfortunately, it looked like it's going backwards instead of forwards. I was never taught to walk backwards. I was only taught to walk forward.
You're supposed to look forward. Back when we were kids, it was gang violence, right? So that's what you were afraid of. Your kids were going out with the gangs. These aren't gangs. These are adults that are coming after them. Like, again, with the cheerleaders, with that Rodriguez, he was 25. He comes up, he shoots her. He knew enough to run away and go home. They arrested him at his home. He fled the scene. It wasn't like he stood around and took his consequences. So, and I even, the 65-year-old guy that shot the girl in the wrong driveway, he shot the car as it was fleeing. He didn't come up and shoot it, like, look her in her eyes. I mean, talk about a coward. I don't know. As a society, for a while, I took a reprieve from the news. Only now I feel like I'm kind of out of it because it's so depressing. There's nothing. We're getting worse and worse and worse.
And those are very valid points, Bobby, because they can't use their mental illness, because even the 84-year-old man, Andrew Lester, his neighbor tried to help him clean up the damage that was done. So you can't say that you were afraid or you.
Oh, exactly. And he ran away.
If you try to clean it up, if you try to clean it up, then you knew that you did wrong.
Yeah, because if the guy was really. So if he really fought it, let's even say he was mentally ill. Let's say he did have some sort of dementia, right? And he called the police. You would have left everything so that the police could see the state and see where he broke in or where he was doing whatever. But he didn't do that. He tried to hide everything. So he knew he did wrong. There was no dementia, I don't think, there. He was terrified for himself, not for the poor kid.
The sad part is they have allowed this mental illness to get away for so long that everybody uses it as a scapegoat. And it's just not working for everybody. It is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell y'all, but please be careful, be safe, be cautious, because we just don't know. But we have to watch this case unfold, and I hope that this case is a landmark breakthrough case. I hate that it happened to this young man, but me and Bobby talked earlier. This young man's life has a purpose, and this may have been the purpose. God will make some changes, hopefully, from this case, because it gets worse. When every time you think you're not going to hear anything worse, good God, 2 days later, it shows up. So be safe. Be cautious. Thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Listen, May 5th and 6th, I'm at Yonkers Comedy Club in Yonkers, New York. Get your tickets on the website. May 1st through 5th, I am tentatively hosting the Breakfast Club. I'll know for sure today. I'll let y'all know. And May 4th, I'm doing Sherry Shepherd Show, Comedy Corner. We appreciate you guys here. Every Monday, I'm at Free Voices at the world famous Hollywood Laugh Factory on Sunset in LA with my co-host Memphis Will. And we have the most bonkers, banana, adult, grown-up time. That all the stuff that you miss as a kid, from musical chairs to dance contests to birthday shout-outs. At 50 years old, come and get your 12-year-old life, because we act like 12-year-olds on Monday
night. I saw him do a flip. He was better than anything. He was doing the Running Man. Well, he was better than Bobby Brown, for the love of God.
Bobby Clifford, I had never seen my co-host do a backflip. He took his 260-pound ass and did a backflip, and I was impressed. Now, mind you, I thought I was going to have to give him mouth-to-mouth backflip, because he's breathing like somebody.
It's because we forget. We forget in our minds we're still 18 years old, and then all of a sudden your body catches up, and you're like, oh, shit. Oh, excuse me.
I say, if you fall down, this is Laughing Learn. You can do that. I can't pick your big ass up. I ain't no crane, but we have the most fun time. Y'all have to come out. It's on 7:30 every Monday night at the world famous Hollywood Laugh Factory. Come and get your life. Come and get your joy. Thank you guys for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. And here at Laugh and Learn, we have the same motto that will never change. Here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. If you independently think for yourself, you won't always be agreed with. You might not always be liked. But you will love that you made a decision for yourself. You didn't allow anybody else to control the puppet strings. I cut those strings a long time ago. We appreciate you. Bobby Clifford, I could not have done this show without you today. My mind is all over the place. But I appreciate you for your love, your support. I appreciate you, Bobby, for coming on as a wonderful Irish woman. and as white as you can get with your blonde hair and your black glasses, always being fair. And Bobby, if every American that looked like you, thought like you, and treated people like you, God, I would love this country to live in and fight for.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Bobby. Thank you for being a fair person and seeing people for people and not what you want them to be, but for who they are. We appreciate you here. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Flamettes. Thank you guys for supporting us here at Laugh and Learn. Please download and listen to us on Apple, iHeart, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Under the Black Effect Network, this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Pullman Yards, the show is sold out. They are having a Black Effect Festival. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I got another gig, but you guys go and show support for my boy Charlamagne Tha God, who's hosting along with Just Hilarious. Horrible Decisions will be there, Michelle Williams, so many other podcasts. It's a great meet and greet, a hobnob. It's a great place to sell your businesses and to segue and interventions and all of that. So I look forward to you guys telling me all about it next week, because a bitch got a book and I'm going to get my paper. But I thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Thank you, Aaron. We will see you guys next week. Be safe. And in the words of T.T. Jan, keep your head on a swivel. This is Flame Monroe and Bobby Clifford. Peace! Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Row. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.